I want to have Jason share something we were talking about this week that the Lord laid on my heart, laid on his heart in the exact same way.
Yeah, it was like a pastoral pop quiz this morning. Wise corporate agreement in prayer, which is always important, so incredibly important in this season. And it wasn't, it's fairly clear, it was just, it's what came to me. Because our hearts are divided, and it will get more so as this day progresses, as the times that we are in progresses. If we don't agree, if we don't come together and allow him to work through us one unto another, and agreement in prayer is one of the preeminent things about that. So the division in the nation, if we don't acknowledge that it is a spiritual reality, that the things that are going on right now are not man-made, it's nothing that is not being driven by spiritual forces of darkness in high places. When you have congressmen invoking demonic names at the opening of Congress and the seat of power of this country, that's not a good thing. So in this day, in this time, it is more important than ever that we come in agreement together in prayer, and that we stand with one another, that we allow one another to be in fullness what he's made us to be fully standing in truth, and to not waver from that position that we have together with one another. That is absolutely necessary. This day is not going to get any brighter, and there is no way that we will make any progress or that we'll turn this tide without acknowledging together in him that this is truly a spiritual battle. This is not a battle of flesh and blood. This is not Republican, Democrat. This is the darkness pressing in to keep us apart. Ideologically, physically, obviously, but we owe it to him and what he's entrusted us with to stand together and not be shaken, not be shifted, and not be pulled away from his plan and purpose for us.
So good. Thank you. Thank you. So you remember the passage that says, where any two of you agree on anything, what's the rule after that? If we agree, it has to be done. It will be done by our Father. It's a promise of the word. He's not going to back out of that promise. So the agenda of the enemy would then be to keep any two of you from agreeing on anything together, yes? And so division is way, way more than just for division's sake, so that we're all grumpy at each other. Division is so we don't do the main thing we're called to do, which is to agree. When Lizzie and I have a fight, like we did this afternoon about a little piddly deal because I was being a little bit of a jerk, the reason we have fights, and ultimately fights end up in divorces and marriages separate, is so we don't agree together in prayer like we did after our fight when I got my act together, and we agree for the blessing of God over this night. So I don't show up here grumpy and all, you know, frustrated trying to preach. So we have an agenda in our marriage, which is way more than just to stay married and not get divorced. The agenda that the Lord has for us is a kingdom agenda, way higher than our piddly little lives, 60, 70, 80 years on whatever we get on this earth. We are to exercise agreement and let his will be done on the planet. Yeah, and so the same is true for the church. So all these little divisions where I'm going to go to my camp and you go to your camp and we're not talking anymore and we turn the cold, it's so we don't do this. And so there is a call in this hour for God's sake and for the sake of the kingdom. We must agree together in prayer. We must.